You're listening to the Breakfasty Brunchy Show with Nick and Rochelle.
SCR, Stratford Community Radio. Live, local, and online now.
It's such a great start. Good morning. This is Stratford Community Radio, myscr.co.uk. Good morning, wherever you are, but hopefully in Stratford. It is the 6th of June. This is the Breakfasty Brunchy Show, and this is me, Nick Asbury, with
Sam Troughton.
Oh, get in. Sam Troughton is in the building.
Thank you.
We also have, of course, the young Sam Malloy.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sam. And also, listener, we have Luke Bailey.
We've got no listeners now.
Oh, no, yeah. Luke is actually not listening. He is the SCR listener.
He's in the studio.
A bit closer.
Yes.
I haven't done it for a while.
Yeah, get closer, man. Luke, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Brilliant. And where have you come from today?
Cheltenham.
Cheltenham?
Yeah.
Long way, then.
Not really.
Did you come this morning?
You came this morning?
No, we didn't.
Stayed over the weekend.
Yeah.
All right, brilliant. You've already got a McDonald's in there. Are we allowed to say that on air, Sam?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to stop you, let's be honest.
Well, frankly, I would ban it most of the time.
Come on, Nick. Now and again.
So, what brings you in here, Luke?
Me.
Yeah, Sam.
Luke is Sam's cousin, so we're keeping it in the family here.
Yeah.
And you've been tuning in for the last few weeks at MySea, haven't you?
Yeah.
Fantastic. And actually been enjoying the show. He did send a wonderful email last week saying, what was it?
Play some better music, but I love your show.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, that's at least he was listening.
Well, he was, yeah. But I do think we ought to get some T-shirts printed saying I am the Breakfasty Brunchy Show listener.
Play some better music.
Play some better music. Oh, no, it's terrible. Anyway, coming up, we've got a packed and filled show. I was about to say a fact and pilled show there, but...
Oh, dear.
Dearie me.
A packed and filled show. We've already had a request for some... from topics of discussion and music already.
Go on.
I put a status on my Facebook page during the week about how wonderful Henry Blofeld for those of you who don't know is a cricket commentator, how wonderful he was, and quoted a couple of his lines that he just sort of
my dear old thing.
He said a wonderful one yesterday when he said, "Oh dear, we've got an intruder on the pitch. I think his thirst has been his main topic of importance over the last afternoon." but and stuff like that, but they're absolutely wonderful. And
he's not dead.
No, he's not.
I thought
not
you were going to say he was dead.
No, and I just put this status, and I said that to me, and this is purely my view, not the opinion of Stratford Community Radio.
Thingy for that, Sam.
Yeah.
This is my view. My view. This is my view.
Always.
Welcome to This Is My View.
and I said that something like Test Match Special, the cricket commentary,
thank
mitigates perhaps the interesting people that stick St. George's flags on their car and drive around. I said this was perhaps a different form of nationalism. So this is the debate we are going to have, because Matt Castain, he took issue with this.
Has Matt Castain got an England flag on his...
Well, I don't know, but he's just texted me this morning going, "Right, you cricket-playing, footy-hating, England apologist snob." I'm tuning
in. Wow, that's fighting talk.
That's fighting talk. In England, it certainly is. I'm tuning in and want to hear the flags on cars debate.
Yes.
Well, we're going to have this over the course of the next 2 hours. We are here with you, the Breakfasty Brunchy Show, through until 12 o'clock. Contact us, info@myscr.co.uk, if you want to comment on that debate or indeed anything else.
What is the debate?
The debate is...
whether or not...
What are flags on cars?
That's what I was saying.
Well, exactly. Are flags on cars a good thing or not?
No.
Oh, there you go. We've got one thing already.
It's embarrassing.
There you go.
There, bit of politics here on MyCR.
The Breakfasty Brunchy Show.
Big hello to Marcus Brown in Germany. He says he wants his T-shirt in German, please. He wants his Breakfasty Brunch listener t-shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am paying for it.
Ich bin the Breakfasty Brunch listener. That's as far as my German goes. Ich bin ein Listener. That was a cultural reference to John Kennedy going, Ich bin ein Berliner, of course.
And not some wild
exclamation.
Swipe at the Germans.
One of the other things I want to talk about for the next 2 hours, and I hope everyone in here will have some contribution, last night was some truly terrible television, I have to say. I ended up switching it off, but I caught the result. The greatest rock and roll band ever.
Oh, they finished the lineup.
What was
the lineup?
Well,
I only saw one of these. I saw the lead guitarist.
And they also had, you know, they had the other one, which was either
Wilco Johnson. Did he get lead guitarist?
It was Jimi Hendrix. Well, which is fine.
That's a bit of a cheat, though. He was a singer and a lead guitarist.
I lost the will to live after a while, so I switched off. But for those of you who don't know, the BBC ran a whole sort of series of wonderful documentaries, actually, about lead singers, the drummers, the
was Keith Moon the drummer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fantastic. And then they culminated with a live show last night where it was whittled down from an audience vote to three bands, three singers, three guitarists, and three drummers. And unfortunately, it was a popular vote.
Don't let the public vote.
The bands that came up, for example, the three that we had to choose from was Led Zeppelin, Queen, and the Beatles. Which is fine, but then you kind of go, well, what about the Stones or Pink Floyd or, you know.
I know, Nick, but they haven't got all nine.
And they haven't got all that. And so, you know, there we go. And Led Zepp won.
Did they?
Yeah, on a popular vote.
Rock band.
Luke, does Led Zepp mean anything to you?
No, I've heard of them, though.
Fair enough. We'll fill you
Queen?
In. We'll play something later on.
Okay.
Queen.
The Beatles.
Yeah.
The Beatles.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, Queen.
And
Sam, you know who the Beatles are, don't you?
Who are they?
Paul McCartney in them, wasn't he?
Yes, he was, yeah. Paul McCartney in the Beatles. yeah, he was. And John Lennon, does that mean anything to you, John Lennon?
Nope.
No.
Wow. Don't say that.
Maybe people need to start driving around with pictures of John Lennon on their cars.
I'm going to say, I'm sorry,
maybe
listener.
Maybe that's the key to the debate. You know, it doesn't have to be an England flag. You could stick any flag on, or anything.
German.
A picture on.
German.
You could go around
German,
with a
German flag?
Flag on.
If you walked around with a German flag on your car, I suspect
it would be, at the end of the day, irrelevant.
Yes, Sam!
MySCR.co.uk.
Well, listener, we've had another contribution to the flags debate.
Let's go.
This is from Katie Forsyth. As regular listeners will know, she tunes in from Norfolk quite a lot. Flags, she says, are rather tacky. Plus, what always amuses me is how everyone gets all nationalistic. Nationalistic about our football team, but said team has to be relatively one of the most unsuccessful English sporting teams. You don't see nearly as many flags on cars for the England cricket or rugby teams when they play their big tournaments, and rather ironically, these teams actually win once in a while. Suffice to say, I don't have flags on my car.
Right.
What do we think of that?
Wide open debate.
Football's the most popular sport.
Yeah.
Therefore,
it's right.
No, it gets the most support, doesn't it? It's the game of the people, isn't it?
Hello. Oh my God, like, innit?
I think there's a massive thing, Nick, that we live in a country where you can or you can't have a flag, and it doesn't matter either way, and everyone can have their opinion about it.
Good point.
Isn't that being English?
It is being English, and being closer to the mic as well. Sorry.
Oh God.
God, Sam.
There. Yes, look, there you are. You're here.
This feels really close.
Wow.
I just got to stay here now.
Yeah. Look, you see, that's better. You've joined the party.
Right.
Nick and Rocha.
Wayne Bartlett has written, you too wrote this for Robertson, and Laugh Out Loud to Football is for the common people. That's a very good. P.S. Hi, Sam Malloy.
Yeah, he's my friend from college.
Ah, there you go.
Sorry, well, we got a laugh. I got a laugh.
You got a laugh. You got a laugh for the common people thing. Matt Castain has texted in going, that's enough flags from me.
And I've had a text saying, can I say hello to Andrew? My uncle, he wants me to say hello to him.
And my dad.
Right. Oh, that's your your dad. Yeah. Andrew is Luke's dad and
my
Sam's uncle.
Yeah.
Uncle Andrew.
What does that make them, listener?
Who?
Cousins. These
related.
Well, you can't do this show if you're not related, Sam. It's community radio.
True.
There are people with three heads wandering around outside.
Good.
Are we going to have banjos later?
Yeah. Ding, 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 on the subject of the decline of the pop... On the subject of the decline of the pop video, check out the 10-minute movie made for Lady Gaga, Telephone.
Oh, wow.
Brilliant.
Oh, no. Is that the one with Beyonce in?
I don't know.
I think I've seen that, and it is...
Cracking. I'm sure, Matt, there are some absolutely brilliant videos out there at the moment, and I don't see why you can't make a good video these days.
Well, they're just adverts, aren't they, really?
No, of
Have
course.
You seen that Nike advert for the World Cup?
No.
Yeah. That's good, that one.
That is...
Superb.
That is worth checking out. It's so ridiculous.
What, this, like, Ronaldo goes to, like, Simpsons home, that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
No,
I haven't seen it. I don't really
massive.
Watch much television.
I mean, that's why people have got flags on their cars.
Mm.
Brilliant.
They've got World Cup fever.
Good. Well, good on them.
And look, let's just... the World Cup of football is the definitive World Cup. It is better than all the other World Cups of other sports.
Yes, I would agree with that.
Because it is truly played by the whole world.
Yeah, it is. It is indeed. I would totally agree with that. I think
even
one of the
America
things that we were talking about off air, I think one of the things decided about this discussion is the fact that England is a divided society by class, united by its togetherness.
Yeah.
Very profound.
Yes. There we are. This is Stratford Community Radio.
Get on
and thrash the Germans.
Exactly.
Well, you could always count on some COD philosophy.
And the Portuguese.
Stratford Community Radio.
This is the Breakfasty Brunchy Show with Luke Bailey here.
Morning.
With Sam Troughton as well.
Morning, everyone.
Sam and I are just busy sitting here, rather genteelly, going through the papers.
Harumph.
Sam is going through the national papers. I'm going through the local papers. So we've got young Sam Malloy in here, of course. The young Luke will be doing the quiz at
The quiz.
At 11:30.
He's doing all the buttons as well. It took him 10 minutes to learn it yesterday. It took me about 5 weeks. So,
well, 'twas ever thus.
Yes, man.
The teacher and the pupil.
Sam, you're a good teacher.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
I try.
Bit of computer generation.
It warms the cockles. A bit of family joy here. We've got a new Lord of Stratford-on-Avon. Has anyone noticed that?
No.
Anyone picked up on that? Former Stratford MP, John Maples, who was our MP until May the 6th.
Why did he stop being... He just gave up.
He just can't be bothered anymore. Just can't be bothered. I don't know why he gave up. Former Stratford MP, John Maple, said yesterday... said on Wednesday he was thrilled to have been selected for a life peerage by Prime Minister David Cameron in the dissolution honours list. He has sought and obtained permission... A dissolution.
People are disillusioned.
Yeah, people are
That's
disillusioned.
That's why he gave up.
Yeah. The dissolution, obviously, is the end of the previous government.
Got you.
He has sought and obtained permission to have the title of Lord Maples of Stratford-upon-Avon.
He's got an American accent.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yes, Nick has done something that's appealed to someone under 15 years of age.
Fantastic.
Yay!
Stratford Upon-Avon.
He's not looking too impressed.
Yeah,
now.
I've pushed it now. I've pushed it.
You've spoiled it.
Yeah, Nick. I've been a fool to myself. He's sought and obtained permission to have the title of Lord Maples of Stratford Upon-Avon. That is what I'd hoped for. Well, what else did he hope for? You know, Lord Maples of, you know, Timbuktu or something. That is what I'd hoped for, he told the Herald. I'm thrilled about the whole thing. I thought it might happen, but there was never any guarantee of it. I'm glad to be able to continue to play some part in politics.
Well, I thought it might happen, and it did.
So I'm now a lord. Everyone else can just whistle.
Yes. I'm going to... Lord flags on buses.
Yes.
Buses.
Lord Maples is one of only six Conservative MPs who retired from the Commons at the 2010 election to have been chosen by Mr Cameron to go to the Lords. And these include former party leader Michael Howard and former Cabinet Minister John Gabba. I'm delighted to be one of the other four, he says. Moving swiftly on.
Surely Lord Asprey.
Lord Asprey of Clopton, of course. Protests at roadworks, gridlock. Have you noticed any of the roadworks? Luke, you probably wouldn't be bothered just sat
whereabouts?
In the
whereabouts? Whereabouts?
Being all teenagery with your finger up your nose.
Whereabouts in Stratford?
Listeners, he's not picking his nose.
No, he's not. He's or texting in the back.
He's actually researching the quiz.
Good lad.
He's going to do a World Cup quiz.
Yes.
Is he?
About England, yeah.
Brilliant.
And I'm going to take part.
Yeah. And for those of you...
World Cup fever.
A big hello, by the way, to Emma Smith. Wherever she may be. She may well be somewhere anywhere in the world, but my great, great, lovely, lovely, lovely friend, Emma Smith. Young Sam, you might remember her. She was the girl that I was telling you about who I met on a train years ago. And I was talking to her on the radio about 6 months ago.
It rings a bell.
It does ring a bell, yeah.
Was that the first time you'd met her? You just met her on
I met her on a train. We became great friends. And, you know, she's great. I count her as a dear, dear friend.
What a lovely story.
And she goes around the world travelling around being all artistic. But she may well be in East London.
Oh, one of them,
the
is she?
Oh, she's one of them, yeah.
A rump.
She's a bit artistic.
Ruffle my paper.
Yes.
like a real man.
The Breakfasty Brunchy Show. Get in.
I just went
the wrong way. I turned the whole radio station off.
Whoa! We were rocking in here, Luke. You were nodding your head to the Red Light Company and to the Killers, of course. One of the Killers' few good tracks.
withering praise indeed, from Nick Asprey there.
Well, come on, Mr. Brightside, and all the things that I've done are fantastic.
Extraordinary phenomenon.
But the rest of them is a bit boring, really. anyway, the Red Light Company. Before
not as
that,
exciting as their name.
No, exactly.
That's why I always find with the Killers.
Red Light Company, Scheme Eugene, and it's...
The Quiz.
We've got the fader up. Live mixer.
The Quiz.
Luke Bailey.
I don't want to blow people away. Okay, question one.
Hey,
are you ready?
Just to fill in the listener. This is Luke Bailey. He has created and he is performing the quiz. He's pressing all the buttons. He's doing everything.
Is this, Luke, have you done a World Cup quiz?
Yep.
He has.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Piece of paper there for you,
Thank
Sam.
You.
I'm going to fail.
You ready?
Big time.
Yeah. And yeah, young Sam, for the first time, is
doing the quiz.
Yeah. So we are ready. So, Luke, you're right. Sorry.
Okay.
Go on,
question one. Who are in England's group in the World Cup?
Oh.
You have to name the three teams.
Oh, no. God's sake.
I don't know one of them, Sam. You're going to kill me.
That's all right, Nick.
Okay.
Kizzy, very good.
And question two. Can you name six of England's defenders?
Six of England's defenders.
There's eight in total.
Even one that's injured?
No, he has to be in the squad.
Yeah.
No, he has to be in the squad.
I know Wayne Rooney's a striker.
Not going to cut the mustard.
Right, brilliant.
Six defenders. How do we? We got to keep talking though. This always happens when
I do. No, the bed will fill it in. It's fine.
No. But it's just us scribbling on paper, chewing our lips.
Oh, God.
A few more seconds.
Yeah, okay, well, no, that's fine. We can fill in these answers during the next song, okay. So that's fine.
Okay.
On show, every night.
Question three. Who has been capped the most in England's World Cup squad?
Capped most?
Yeah.
Can you see how easy my job is?
I know.
Who has been capped the most in England's World Cup squad? It's got to be. Yeah,
it's
number
a very
four.
Experienced England squad. It's the oldest squad they've sent to a final.
Yeah. Number four?
Yeah.
Right, this is the tricky bit, okay? Luke's mastered this bit.
Oh, is this what happens next?
I've only got three questions. 3.
Yeah. Okay. Go on. See if you can do it, Luke.
And now it's time for What Happened Next? What happened next?
MySCR.co.uk. If you've got anything you want to say, info@myscr.co.uk.
Cheesing.
Is that
what
it?
What happened next?
What happened next?
Mm-hmm.
What happened next?
Have you heard this before, Sam?
No.
This came about 4 weeks ago.
But what happened next? This is, you always use clips from the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Radio feeding on itself.
Yeah, presumably, prime example of Bajer media
was positive
us.
And then Nick was negative. Is that what happened next?
I don't know.
Nick moaned.
Oh, what a surprise.
That was...
Oh, that was it?
Yeah.
That's just the one.
What happened next? On Stratford Community Radio. MySCR.co.uk. The quiz.
Smooth.
Okay. Question one.
Yep.
What did you get?
What, the other teams
Nick?
In England's group?
Yep.
I failed miserably. I've gone USA, Algeria, and I can't remember the other one.
Slovenia.
Yes.
Slovenia, yeah.
I put pass.
Sorry, but you have to get all three for the correct answer.
So Sam is one up.
Who, me?
No.
Oh,
Sam,
right.
Sam. There are two people.
Pass.
So
you're,
Sam?
You're young, Sam. Oh, look,
Sam.
Look, Chess, your sister.
Yep.
She's emailed
she's
in.
She's cheated.
She's got to have cheated.
Yeah.
She may well. Ray Wilkins?
What?
Oh, Ray Wilkins? Your dad has been helping here, hasn't he?
I put in the England's World Cup squad probably for the cap one.
Yeah, well, she's. We'll get to number two. What, yeah. What was the question, number two?
Number two was, can you name six of England's defenders?
I have to fess up here, and I only got five, and even then I'm not sure about one of them. I was doing other things. I'm sorry, I had a mental
we've
blank.
We've got Glenn Johnson, John Terry, Ledley King, and Ashley Cole. That looks like the starting back four.
Ashley Cole, cool.
Jamie Carragher, Matthew Upson, Michael Dawson, Stephen Warnock.
Yeah.
Sam.
You got them all eight. You got all eight.
I got pass.
Sam.
What is where's Carrick playing?
Michael Carrick is a central midfielder.
Yeah, he's a central midfielder. And, yeah, okay. Chess, I'm really sorry, Chess. Someone has helped you with this, and it's Glenn Johnson, Ray Wilkins, Gary Neville, Kenny Sampson, Michael Owen, and Brian Robson. Where did she get all those from?
Probably
some England greats.
Yeah, some great England greats. Kenny Sampson was not English, though, was he?
Yes, left back for Arsenal.
I thought he was Irish, Kenny Sampson.
No, English. Kenny.
Peter Shilton.
Peter Shilton. What was number three?
Look at the,
on the show. Every
night. Laughing at Peter Shilton. What's so
number
funny?
Number three was Stephen Gerrard.
He's the most capped player in the squad.
Yeah.
I've got one right.
I put David Beckham.
Well, it would be Bex if he wasn't injured.
Oh,
and
God.
Rio Ferdinand has the same amount of caps as Stephen Gerrard, but he's gone home.
Yep.
Yes. So, I'd say, Sam, you won that, I think. The first trip, but it might be a tiebreaker on the what happened next.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, go on, do it.
And now it's time for What Happened Next? What happened next?
MySCR.co.uk. If you've got anything you want to say, info@myscr.co.uk.
What happened next?
Yep.
Nick blew up.
I forgot the name of the radio station.
I know it.
Surely
so
you have an unfair advantage.
Shall we play it?
MySCR.co.uk. If you've got anything you want to say, info@myscr.co.uk or contact us on the. Has anyone contacted us on the breakfasty brunch?
Let me just refresh. No. Got no emails.
That's what happened next.
Yeah. It's quite poor.
Oh, hang on, my friends.
Brilliant. Ben Izzard.
Nothing happened.
Ben,
next.
You got three. Well done.
He got three out of three. So. Ben and Sam Stanley. Trouton are the winners. The what happened next, young Sam, we're going to have a chat about this.
What was? What happened next?
Thank you, Luke Bailey.
Well done,
Community
Luke.
Radio.
Pressed into service.
That brilliant, Luke. Yeah, but you technically did it all. Frankly, we don't want young Sam anymore. We want you.
Bye.
Oh.
Sam's
no.
Last free to resume his life.
Yeah, and actually be a teenager.
Nick and Rochelle.
This is Nick Asbury. This is the Breakfasty Brunchy Show. With Sam Troughton.
Good morning, everybody.
With young Sam Malloy.
Good morning.
And with Luke Bailey. Sam's cousin. Yeah. And Luke has just done the quiz for us, and thank you very much.
You didn't seem so sure that was even your name when Nick said it. You just went,
With Luke Bailey.
He's just out there, man. He's a rebel.
What we've been talking about the George's flags. Anything to wrap up about that?
No,
don't put them on your car.
Really? That's from a 14-year-old?
I was saying I'll just do it if it makes you happy.
Yeah.
It's all a bit hysterical.
Stratford Community Radio.
Your mate Ben Izzard has emailed in going, this is your mate Luke.
Yeah.
I think we should have flags on our cars because we need to show we appreciate the England squad in any sport we play.
Live, local, and online now.
This has been
onlinescr.co.uk.
This has been and was and will never be the Breakfasty Brunchy Show. Thank you so much for listening, wherever you are in the world and wherever you are in Stratford. Thank you, Sam Troughton, for coming
in. Thank you for having me. I've enjoyed it again.
Good. Thank you, young Sam.
Thank you, Nicholas.
And the biggest thanks of today go to Luke Bailey. 14-year-old from Cheltenham who has come in. He's been listening to the show for quite some time. And he's come in and have you had a good time?
Yep.
Good. Brilliant. We've enjoyed having you come back again.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you very much indeed. Hey, he's a well-mannered lad as well.
Nice.
Yeah. And thank you for the quiz as well and all those sorts of things. Come back in and see us again soon. We shall be back same time next week, 10 o'clock till 12 on myscr.co.uk. Have a super, super week. And if you can, go to the Fringe at Stratford Upon Avon. This is Nick Asbury. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Breakfasty Brunchy Show with Nick and Rochelle on Stratford Community Radio.